Good morning, everyone. Please note that this podcast was recorded before the latest announcement by the government on the restriction of gatherings of people. We hope to inform you as soon as possible where the church stands with regards to being open this weekend. Please continue to monitor your emails, as we will use that as the best method of communicating with you whether the church is open this weekend and for subsequent weekends. Thank you and enjoy today's podcast. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Tom. It's lovely to see you and to hear you, of course.
We have got a very strange role reversal going on today because normally Tim records his podcasts from church and I record my podcast from my study at home. However, today, for all manner of reasons, we have swapped places. So I'm not going to pretend to be Tim, even though I'm sat in church. And Tim, you don't have to pretend to be me, even though you're sat at home.
That's
fine. It's really good to see you. And
Thank you.
We've just noticed, this is our 25th NBC Connect podcast. The 25th time that you've tuned in on a Wednesday, apart from that one day when it was a Thursday, to listen to me and Tim ramble on. So fair play if you've survived this long with us.
It's a lot of minutes, isn't it? I'm guessing. But we won't add them up
now. It is a lot of minutes.
Congratulations to you if you've managed to listen to every single one of them. And well done. We hope they've helped you to run or to sleep, perhaps, whatever it is. Thank you for listening. And it's been great to be able to have a little variety of things that we've done. So, yeah, can you remember any of them, Tom?
Before we go on to that, I can remember the different places people told us they've been listening to us. And it was great at the start hearing, we seem to have a lot more feedback at the start, I'll say. So please sending us feedback. Keep sending in cool things because we will definitely feature them. But, you know, from hearing about people that took us jogging with them, to people who listened to us on the way to work, to people who were listening to us in the car on the way to school when there were only key worker children in, to people listening to us on holiday, in a caravan. So many places people have been joining in. And it's really, I will say, it's quite touching to hear these things. And it kind of helps us to realise that, especially when we were in that absolute height of lockdown, we were still connecting with you, even though it was so difficult. And now it's beginning to ease up a little bit, but the challenges are still in place. And we'll talk a little bit later as well about the reopening of the church and how great it was this last weekend. But in terms of those topics we've been talking about, so week one, I saw we talked about Mark chapter 4. And I suspect that it was an absolute mess compared to the really good, quick, clean show it is now.
Slick.
Yeah, very... Well, maybe not slick, but I don't Slippery. Know what the correct word is. Yes. we spoke with South Africa, not South Africa as a whole nation, but with one person over in South Africa, Rachel, on our second week. So that was at the start of April. And then we went into Easter and you started the 40-day series.
Yeah, 40 days with Jesus, wasn't it? And that was a really great 40 days, I thought. And we put out a mini podcast every day, didn't we, with a sort of thought on it. The Sunday sermons were looking at the encounters that Jesus had, the risen Jesus had with his followers. And it was great. Yeah, again, you know, a lot of very positive feedback from everybody. And I think we all learned a lot about Jesus and the post-resurrection. Sometimes we only do 1 week after Easter, but it was great to have 6 weeks and just to dig into each of those texts and to really find some really helpful information, but also some challenge as well. So yeah, that was excellent, wasn't it? And enjoyed doing all those during that time.
And then after that, we've spanned a whole series of different topics. We've thought of Ascension, Pentecost. We sung a school hymn. We had that amazing chat with Dave Ellis, of course. That was in the middle of June, and we'd still recommend going away and listening to that if you haven't already. It is quite long. It was around 50 minutes in total, but that's because every single minute of it was... We couldn't touch it. We couldn't take any part out because it was amazing to hear Dave's own experiences and what he wanted to share with us as a church at this time that we're in, as the Black Lives Matter movement was really beginning to step up again. And it's just been great to go on this journey of exploring, in a way, what we've wanted to, and to kind of not be quite so constrained, I guess, as we might be standing up at a pulpit on a Sunday morning, but be able to share things that are just on our hearts and minds at this time with you. We went through Daniel, of course, as well, and we had that chat on mental health. We had just done so many different topics.
Lots and lots of things, Tom. And normally at 25th anniversaries, people go away on holiday to some exotic place to celebrate their 25th. So where should we go on holiday, Tom? Is there an exotic place near here?
Good question.
Yes. Maybe people can send in suggestions for where
we could go. We could go to Bentley. Should we go to Bentley? That's quite exotic.
Is it? Okay. I've never even heard of that. So that would be fantastic. Yeah, no. And actually, as a little side note, Countryfile on Sunday night on BBC One is from Stoke-on-Trent.
Is it?
Isn't that amazing?
We had Songs of Praise 2 weeks ago.
Songs of Praise from Trenton Gardens. And Sunday, this Sunday coming, the 13th September, Countryfile BBC One is from Stoke-on-Trent.
So whereabouts in Stoke-on-Trent?
I don't know. They've just advertised it as being in Stoke-on-Trent.
I saw there was some filming going on in one of the pottery down by the pot banks. So
maybe.
My suspicion is there may be something to do with that. Yes, but we have got so much beautiful countryside around us. And I always said to Becca, you know, when I asked kindly if we'd consider moving to Stoke-on-Trent after living in Manchester for the first year of our marriage, there was that moment of what is there in Stoke, you know? And she felt it was a really big downscaling of ambitions, perhaps. but actually,
certainly smaller buildings in Stoke-on-Trent than in Manchester.
Well, smaller buildings, and there is that sense
shorter.
That thing of genuinely being 5 minutes from the countryside,
I
think is unique. I can't think of anywhere else where you have that same level of freedom. The fact that from here, from the church where I am right now, I could drive. I could walk 10 minutes, and I'd be over towards Hanchurch.
Yeah,
and it's just amazing, and it's beautiful. Such a beautiful place to live. And you know, when we were in that absolute lockdown point, it was very, very lovely to be able to go out and walk in the woods. And we discovered new walk paths through Lyme Valley, kind of around a different way that you can't see from the park itself. And it's just been wonderful.
Yeah, and so we're very blessed, aren't we?
We are incredibly blessed with space and everything. And no better comment will be made by Becca than when we were on a train recently. A car. We were in the car. We were on the M6 going down south, and she looked over to Birmingham and said, "Cool, that does look a little bit grey and dull, doesn't it?" So anyone from Birmingham, I'm really sorry.
There are other
places. Her words, not mine.
There are other places that look just as grey as Birmingham.
I probably
shouldn't have said that either, but
for sure,
full of lovely people.
Oh, totally.
So
totally.
25 down. Heading towards our golden anniversary next, then.
Well, half a year next week.
Another half a year.
That's the thing, half a year.
So, it's going to be an exciting next stage of this adventure, Tom. And actually, we started, of course, there's been a little change in that we did actually meet in person on Sunday at the church for the first time in 5.5 months or almost 6 months. So that was a significant sort of change, wasn't it, for us, really?
It does feel a very long time since I was up on the stage with you wearing, at the time, what I thought was a very funny...
It was funny at the time, but now, looking back...
hazmat suit and saying, you know, don't touch hands, just tap feet and all that, without any thought whatsoever that actually that would be the last Sunday that we'd be in church for 6 months.
Amazing.
And like I said, you can look back and it's funny now to think about it. And I've still got it sat here next to my desk where I put it 6 months ago. I haven't touched it since then. It's still folded up, by the side of my desk. And from when I very quickly changed from that to go off and do kids work. And of course, kids work as well. That thing that we haven't ran proper kids work for our under 11s, at least, for that long as well. And, you know, as you said, this last Sunday was great. And it's different. It's really different. Yeah. Don't for 1 minute think that coming into the church at the moment will be like it was 6 months ago, because it isn't. However, what I can say is that I had a really wonderful experience on Sunday, and it was so lovely to see people and be able to talk with people after the service and see lots of people come into the church and just be a part of the church family again. We are watching along with our Sunday services for the time being. And so if you're at home, you're not going to be missing out on a single thing. We're just going to be watching along and being part of a fellowship both in the church and online. And it was great to see loads of people join us online as well this Sunday. So it isn't that everyone's just tuned out of watching online. Now we're back in person. We're going to stay online for as long as I would imagine indefinitely from here. So you'll always be able to join us that
way. So, you know, please consider it, but please don't feel under any pressure from us to come back to the church building if you don't feel ready for it just yet. It is strange. There are still obviously restrictions, as you know. But for those who came back, it was good to welcome them. And as Tom said, there's opportunity afterwards to talk. You can't stay in the building. We have to go out of the building as soon as the service is over. But providing it's not raining, of course, then there's opportunity to just chat in groups of six in the car park. And we've got the grass area at the back. If you're very brave and want to go and sit there for a little while to chat to people, you're very welcome to do that as well. So it feels a little bit of normality, but it is a reminder, you know, of the church, isn't it? You know, because the church is people. And, you know, just being able to see a few people now from the church, it does really help us to remember what God has called us to. And he's called us to be part of one another as well. And that's something of the series, really, that we started on Sunday. This series I called One. And it's this sense that, you know, there's so much that unites us, so much that we have in common. And particularly in Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he brings this out time and time and time again. Often Paul, in Paul's letters, you know, when he wrote to a church, he was writing because he'd heard of a particular situation that he needs to remedy, or he needs to affirm, or he needs to teach them about. And certainly the letter to the Ephesians is definitely about this coming together of people to be the community of faith. Whether they're meeting in person or whether they're scattered in their homes, because, you know, the times were tough there in Ephesus. It was tricky to be a bold follower of Jesus in those times. But nevertheless, he uses a lot of words to try and reaffirm to all of us, you know, how we're part of something that's bigger, no matter where we happen to be at any particular time. Because church is people. We've known that all along, haven't we? We've known it all along. And, you know, Paul, I think there's also things that Paul brings out that really are so crucial to our own understanding and our confidence, really. And the Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, Paul says, God chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. And it's just such a powerful, powerful reminder of the fact that the blessings we have from God and his call upon our lives. And I know this time has been really tough and challenging, and perhaps it's more challenging now, perhaps, as we've sort of beginning to open up and getting concerned about different things, different ways of living now that may become more normal. But it's good to just be reminded of what we have and to clear away some of the blockages, you know, that maybe have got in the way of that confidence we have in who Jesus is. And I know, you know, several of you have contacted me even since Sunday, and you know, just so thankful to God for being part of the family, even though you weren't here in person, but you still felt so connected in to the life of the family, because as we gather around the word of God, we know it reaches to us wherever we are. So we gain incredible confidence from that, and we can be strengthened in our love for God and also our love for one another as well.
It's just amazing to think about this. And, you know, whilst you've jumped in at Ephesians chapter 4, actually, the whole of the book of Ephesians has got so much in it. The letter to the church in Ephesus, the people in Ephesus, and it's just full of amazing things. From chapter 1, from verses 4 and 5, I'll read from verse 3 because it's all wonderful. So this is Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will. And I loved it the weekend when you were talking about being chosen in your team for this football or whatever it was. And actually, my brain started to flick the other way of remembering those times when I wasn't chosen, when you weren't picked, whether it was kind of for something, the sports. I can still remember, for me, something that springs to mind was chemistry. We had a chemistry competition and we had to decide who was in our A team and who was in our B team. I was a little bit of a nerd at times during high school. And I was the last, I was the sixth person chosen. So I was the one who was not picked. We went on to win that competition and actually we went away for a whole weekend to another part of the country to compete in a national thing. But I won't brag, but actually there was that thing of like, do I even want to do this? You know, no one wants me on their team. I'm not the cleverest. And that feeling of rejection, I can still remember it now, wasn't the easiest thing to deal with. And what's funny is, obviously, everything worked out really well in the end, and we did incredibly. But when I think about this passage, so much of the Bible, as I've been reading it through this lockdown period, is seeing this bigger picture, this whole thing, how, in a way, everything points to how much God loves us. When I read Ephesians chapter 1, I read it that God loves us so much, and he chose each of us. And a lot of the time we kind of go in our heads thinking that we're the ones who have to find God. And actually what sometimes it's going to take us to realise is that God is searching for us. All we have to do is accept his search. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all the way through the book, we see all of these things. But that feeling of chosen and being loved and known by God, we sung about it on Sunday, didn't we? In how God calls us by name. And it's a perfect starting point for the next few weeks, looking through all of these different things that are said in Ephesians chapter 4, all these different phrases that we read are characteristics that we need to be searching for.
It's brilliant, isn't it? What a privilege we have to have God's word so readily available to us. And I think, you know, I wrote it last week about putting routines in place, and I think you know, that sort of Sunday routine is, I really want to urge you, you know, everyone, to really make sure that you have this Sunday routine, not only, you know, if you come in person or you gather at home. And Tom, you added so well to that Sunday routine with the new Kids Online, which is very, very exciting. And if you haven't, watched the first Kids Online from last Sunday, please do, even though if you're not a kid. Brilliant. And so that's going to become part of our Sunday routine, isn't it? If you've got children, you can sit down at 10 o'clock, or if you've got grandchildren around, you know, have stayed overnight with you, sit them down at 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning and be part of that Sunday routine. And then you'll be ready and not miss anything at 10:30 as well. So I really want to encourage that as well. I know a lot of you have kept that routine, but it's easy to let that slip. So do that. I spoke about a small group routine, and I really, you know, want to encourage people. In October, we'll be trying to organise some more online small groups, and I would love you to be part of it. We've done Alpha Online, and we're doing Discipleship Explored Online at the moment. And I think what I've found in them is it is a bit strange online, but as the weeks go on, the conversation becomes much easier. And you lose that sense of we're on a screen together, because actually over those weeks we've become, there's a relationship building up with one another on the screen. And so there's a real sense of God in the midst, you know, that the Holy Spirit is at work teaching us and encouraging us and moulding us and, you know, challenging us. So I don't, you know, please don't be afraid of the screen small group. And we'll send out some more details, and we'd love the church as a whole to gather around, like we did 40 Days with Jesus, to gather around the same material, and then we can study that together. We can break up into smaller groups to discuss. So please don't feel any worry about that. And then a prayer routine. And I just want to again urge you to keep praying. I know so many of you do, I know, and you're brilliant prayer warriors, and we wouldn't be where we are as a church without all of that foundation. So please keep praying. And perhaps to add to that, a Bible reading routine as well. Wherever it is, however you access, whether the Bible, you know, hard copy, whether it's on your phone, whether it's listening to it, read by the amazing David Suchet or whoever else you have, you know, it's good to get into routines. So everything's available, but I think, as I said on Sunday, you know, don't treat God as a resource, treat him as a relationship. And we can access all this stuff, but if we don't, then we're going to miss out on the relationship that we can build with him. So great. And podcasts. Well, I hope that's helped a little bit as well. Over 25 episodes. Whoa.
Wow.
It's really amazing. I think there's some drilling going on.
I was going to say, I should apologise for the drilling in the background. This is part of the reason why I'm at church and Tim's at home. We did a little swap because there's an amount of work going on in the church.
I've got people digging up my garden at the moment at home.
Are they supposed to be there?
Yes, we did invite okay. them to go and dig up our okay. garden. So goodness. I wasn't sure whether you heard all the hard work that they're doing out there in the sunshine. But they're digging up half the lawn, which is lovely, really.
Mm, no,
saves me cutting it.
That thing anyway, routine.
That does bring to mind a little joke, actually. I don't know if you know this joke. There was a vicar on a Sunday during a sermon waxing lyrical about the fact that every blade of grass is a sermon. And during the week, a parishioner walked past the vicar's garden and the vicar was cutting the grass. And the parishioner said to the vicar, "That's right, vicar, keep them short." But anyway, that's my 25th anniversary joke, which fell about as flat as all my other jokes. But anyway...
Well, it is a highlight of the Alpha, hearing Tim's jokes every week. And I noticed it when we didn't have one week. I was very disappointed. And you actually disappointed everyone who joined us. But yeah, coming back to the thing of routines and small groups, I can't stress enough just how wonderful it was to do Alpha Online. And you're absolutely right that after the first couple of weeks, there was I really got that sense of it didn't feel like there was a screen anymore. Mm. Because conversation, we were able to talk freely. And it was great to be joined by people who actually would not have been able to join us for some of these things. Mm. We had someone who was 5,000 miles away.
Well, I don't know how far San Diego is, but it's quite a long way away.
And so I look at this and think of the opportunities that have come out through what has been done. And I'm excited by this thing of house groups. And I'm really excited by this idea of us kind of doing parts of it all together.
Mm.
And then breaking off into our normal house groups. So if you're normally part of a Wednesday group in Clayton, then you'll break out into that group. But then there'll be people who join us who aren't currently in a house group. Yeah. And what we'll do is put them into a new online house group category that at some point we'd hope would be able to become a house group in person.
That'd be lovely.
But we're continuing kind of trying to do what we call a hybrid approach, whereby we don't want anyone to miss out on anything we're doing because they can't come in person or they can't join us online. We want to make sure that we can give everything to everyone all the time. And we're going to continue that all the way through. You've got my word for it now, and I'm sure Tim would say the same, that we're going to make sure that there aren't opportunities that come up for different people because you're not able to be involved with things. So definitely. So that's our aim for the next few weeks. And, you know, whilst today's podcast has probably been a little bit more rambly than we might have normally done, we have got some amazing people lined up for the next few weeks to join us. Tim's phone's going off. You can tell we're being really professional today. But we're delighted to be joined by former MP for Stafford, Jeremy Lefroy, next week, who's going to be talking about some of the impact that coronavirus has had on the world and what he has seen with the various different organisations that he's involved with. And then the following week, we are launching our Harvest Appeal for 2020. Just because we're meeting majority online doesn't mean to say that there's no need for our usual Harvest Appeal to go ahead. So we're delighted to be welcoming some people who are involved with the food bank on that day with us. So we've got an exciting few weeks coming up, and we're really looking forward to the various different ways that we'll be able to share things online, whether it is through, we had an amazing Monday moment that came out a couple of days ago as well, and Katie really shared some of the vulnerabilities that even we've been talking about as lockdowns kind of moved around a bit. Really another fantastic film, and we're so grateful for Katie's continuing involvement with those Monday moments. And then we've obviously got the podcast, and moving forwards, updates on Friday, kids stuff, normal church service. There's loads going on, and we're continuing to explore ways that we can share with you and equip you to share the good news of Jesus.
And this Thursday, Tom, there's a special event happening, isn't there?
Of course. So tomorrow evening, if you're listening to us on Wednesday, of course, tomorrow evening, Christians Against Poverty, CAP, are hosting an evening that's going to have Wren Collective and Milton Jones coming together to share both their musical and comedic talents. I'll let you decide which way round that is. But it's going to be a wonderful evening. And I'm really excited to see what will be done as part of that. And we'll be sharing the link to that by email, but also we'll be putting it on the main page of our website as well. So if you just go to our homepage or our website, as long as there's no technical hiccups, at 6:50 it will go live on our website, and you'll be able to watch along there. If you've got a television, a smart TV, then you'll be able to find it on there as well, and all sorts of different methods. And by now, I'm sure everyone is totally clued in how to link everything up to everything else. So you'll be able to find it, and we're really looking forward to seeing how that evening goes.
It's great, and it's great to have that as a resource. Milton Jones is very, very funny comedian who's a Christian, and is very, very good. So I'm sure it'll be a great evening of good humour and some great music from Wren Collective. Good clean humour and some great energetic music from Wren Collective, who always make me smile every time I listen to them. So thank you for that. In fact, the kids' song on Sunday morning was from Wren Collective that you introduced, Tom.
It was. Wow.
Which
what a song
we must
that is,
sing one day. Yeah. So we'll, look out for that. I don't mean you and me on a podcast. I mean us.
My God's the King of the Lions.
Starting already.
Anyway, bringing it back to NBC Connect. If you joined us every week, you'll know that at the end of every podcast, we love to pray into our world, over our world, over our neighbourhood, our community, our town, our city, our church, our nation. And today is no different. Even though it's our 25-week anniversary, why would we change it? Prayer is such an amazing tool. And so today, we want to pray into the COVID situation across our nation. And today's prayers are all based around one man in particular who you'll read about through the Bible. He's called Elijah. And to open up the prayers today, I want to read to you from James chapter 5, verses 17 and 18. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth bore its fruit. And then reading from 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 41 to 45. And Elijah said to Ahab, "Go up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of the rushing of rain." So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Mount Carmel. And he bowed himself down on the earth and put his face between his knees. And he said to his servant, "Go up now, look toward the sea." And he went up and said, "There is nothing." And he said again, "Go again," 7 times. And at the 7th time he said, "Behold, a little cloud like a man's hand is rising from the sea." And he said, "Go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down, lest the rain stop you." And in a little while, the heavens grew black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel.
Lord, your words are filled with astonishing accounts of men and women who changed the world through prayer. Elijah is among these heroes and heroines of the faith. But he was human just like us. Your word records he was greatly overwhelmed with fear and anxiety at one point in his life. Yet even in the weakness of his humanity, you made him strong. Through your power and his prayers, the course of history changed. Today, knowing you are the God whose strength is made perfect in our weakness, we humbly come united before your throne, crying out in prayer, Lord, make us strong in our weakness today. Fill us with the faith we need to patiently persist in prayer until COVID-19 is eradicated and our world is flooded with a fresh outpouring of your Spirit.
Heavenly Father, Elijah had just experienced the greatest encounter of his life. Fire literally fell from heaven. His enemies were seemingly defeated, yet there was no rain and a drought was destroying his world. Today, like Elijah, we will not just settle for great church services. Our cities and nations are being ravaged by this relentless pandemic, and the hearts of the world's people are parched and desperate for the rains of heaven. Like Elijah, we can hear the sound of divine breakthrough, yet it's no time to merely settle and play. Like Elijah, it is time for us to come together and pray. Lord, we'll not settle for simply being blessed by the manifestation of your presence and power. No, we boldly come before you today in unity, crying out, eradicate COVID-19 and bring a fresh mood of your Spirit to the earth.
Heavenly Father, prayer is sometimes hard work. Today we rise out of the mire of discouragement and patiently climb the mountain of prayer. Like Elijah, who did not settle for rain clouds and strong winds, we too will persevere until the spiritual drought destroying our planet is broken by the fresh rains of heaven. Lord, we boldly come before your throne from 179 nations around the world. You have transformed our desperation into the discipline we need to change the course of our world through united prayer. We now cry out saying, heal our land from the ravages of this pandemic, revive and unite your church, and save millions through your glorious good news. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you very much,
Been
Tim.
Been a great journey so far.
It has. The drilling is clearly getting closer to the office as well. It's just got a whole lot louder. So it's probably a very good time for us to say au revoir for today's podcast.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for hanging
God bless
in there.
You.
Keep in touch. God bless. We'll. See you, Tom.
Thanks. Have a great rest of the week and we'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.